news Thursday was the surprising projected increase in soybean acres this year and the equally surprising decrease in corn acres. Feeder cattle futures closed sharply lower, while cash fed cattle prices perked up a bit in the north. Coming up on your Cattle Current Market Update with Wes Ishmael. Howdy to all. This is Wes Ishmael with your Cattle Current Market Update for Thursday night and Friday morning, the 1st of April. Corn futures closed sharply higher and soybean futures closed sharply lower Thursday, all fueled by the prospective plantings and quarterly grain stocks reports from USDA. More on those specific numbers momentarily. Corn futures closed 20 to 27 cents higher in new crop contracts. Soybean futures closed 36 to 49 cents lower through SEP of 23 and then 23 to 27 cents lower. The sharp bounce higher in corn futures helped push feeder cattle futures an average of $2.25 lower, except for 7 cents lower in expiring March. Sharply lower outside markets helped pressure live cattle futures an average of 49 cents lower, except for unchanged in a way April. Negotiated cash fed cattle trade was slow to moderate on good demand in Nebraska and the Western Corn Belt through Thursday afternoon, according to the Agricultural Marketing Service. Live prices were steady to $2 higher than last week in Nebraska at $138 to $140 hundredweight. Dress prices were $1 higher at $222. In the Western Corn Belt, live prices were $1 to $2 higher at $140 to $143. Dress prices there last week were $221 to $225. So far this week, live prices are steady in the Southern Plains at $138. Choice box beef cutout value is $1.35 higher Thursday afternoon at $268.39 hundredweight. Select was $4.88 higher at $262.34. Calves and feeder cattle traded mixed at the weekly Thursday auctions monitored by Cattle Current. Lower undertones were noted for steers weighing up to 700 pounds at Mitchell Livestock Auction in South Dakota. Steers weighing 750 to 850 sold unevenly steady, while those at heavier weights sold $2 to $4 higher. Lower undertones were noted for heifers weighing less than 700 pounds, and then $5 to $8 lower at 700 to 800 pounds. Heifers weighing more than 800 pounds sold steady to $4 higher. There are 4,137 head on offer. Steers weighing less than 650 pounds sold steady to $3 lower at Winter Livestock in Pratt, Kansas, where there are 3,912 head. Steers weighing 650 to 800 pounds sold $2 to $6 higher, then $1 to $3 lower at heavier weights. Feeder heifers weighing less than 500 pounds sold with a firm undertone in a light test. Heifers weighing 500 to 700 pounds sold $5 to $9 higher, then steady to a dollar lower at heavier weights. At Woodward Livestock Auction in Oklahoma, feeder steers sold steady to $2 higher, while feeder heifers traded $2 to $4 higher. Steer calves sold mostly steady, but heifer calves sold $7 to $10 higher. There are 3,176 head on offer. Compared to 2 weeks earlier, steers sold steady to $3 higher at Clarinda Livestock Auction in Iowa. Feeder heifers weighing 400 to 600 pounds sold $2 to $3 lower, but steady at heavier weights. There are 2,481 head on offer. Finally, steers weighing 550 to 700 pounds and 750 to 800 pounds sold $1 to $5 higher with instances of up to $7 higher at Napoleon Livestock Auction in North Dakota. Feeder heifers weighing 450 to 500 pounds and 600 to 700 pounds sold $4 lower. Heifers weighing 5.5 to 600 pounds sold $7 to $11 lower, but $3 to $5 higher at 700 to 750 pounds, with instances of up to $9 higher. There are 1,952 head on offer. Major U.S. financial indices sank Thursday with the end of the month and the end of the quarter, and as 2-year and 10-year Treasury yields inverted, which some view as a signal of coming recession. The Dow Jones Industrial Average closed 550 points lower. The S&P 500 closed 72 points lower, and the NASDAQ was down 221 points. Also on the day, West Texas Intermediate Crude Oil Futures on the CME closed $4.26 to $7.54 lower through the front six contracts. Now to those USDA reports. As mentioned, the Prospective Plantings Report drove grain markets Thursday, with significantly fewer corn acres than many expected, and significantly more soybean acres. Corn planted area, for all purposes, in 2022, was estimated at 89.5 million acres, down 4% or 3.87 million acres from last year. Planted acreage is expected to be down or unchanged in 43 of the 48 estimating states. Corn stocks in all positions on March 1st of 7.85 billion bushels were 2% more than a year earlier, according to USDA's quarterly grain stocks report. Of the total corn stocks, 4.08 billion bushels were stored on farms, which was 1% more than a year earlier. Off-farm stocks of 3.77 billion were 3% more than the previous year. Soybean planted area for this year was estimated at a record 91.0 million acres, up 4% from last year. Compared with last year, planted acreage is up or unchanged in 24 of the 29 estimating states. Soybeans stored in all positions March 1st totaled 1.93 billion bushels, up 24% year over year. Soybean stocks stored on farms were estimated at 750 million bushels, up 26% from a year ago, while projected off-farm stocks of 1.18 billion bushels were 22% more than last March. The all-wheat planted area for 2022 was estimated at 47.4 million acres, up 1% from last year. But if realized, it would represent the fifth lowest all-wheat planted area since records began in 1919. All-wheat stored in all positions March 1st totaled 1.02 billion bushels, down 22% from a year earlier. On-farm stocks were estimated at 174 million bushels, down 39% from last March. Off-farm stocks of 850 million bushels were 17% less. Finally, all hay harvested area this year is projected at 50.33 million acres, which would be 404,000 fewer acres than last year. That's your Cattle Current Market Update for Thursday night and Friday morning, the 1st of April. This is Wes Ishmael. Thanks for listening.